Celebrities, elite media members attack actor Ricky Schroeder for helping bail out Kyle Rittenhouse, True Showcase in Racism. By Hannah Blow on November 21, 2020. Left-wing figures from celebrities to establishment media members attacked actor Ricky Schroeder after it was revealed that he was among the many who helped post the $2 million bail to release Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old accused of fatally shooting two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha County Sheriff Sergeant David Wright affirmed Rittenhouse's release in a Friday statement. Kyle Rittenhouse's bond was posted this afternoon at about 2 p.m., which was set up through his attorney, Wright said. He is no longer in custody at the Kenosha County Jail. One of Rittenhouse's attorneys, Lynn Wood, provided the update in a tweet, thanking the Silver Spoon star by name. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, a vocal ally of President Donald Trump, has also been identified as a donor to the cause. Their involvement drew ire from progressive figures, who expressed their shock and criticism on social media. Thanks to everyone who let a murdering child out to do it again? Hocus Pocus actress Bette Midler remarked. This boy killed two and gravely injured another. Why are you celebrating him? Anyone who owns hashtag MyPillow should toss it immediately into the nearest landfill. And hashtag Ricky Schroeder? Who knew he could be so malevolent? Scott Bio and now Ricky Schroeder, sick? As a kid, I clearly made bad choices for celebrity crushes, Al Jazeera contributor Michelle Carey said. CNN political analyst April Ryan did not mince words either, referring to their assistance as a true showcase in pure racism. Rittenhouse faces charges including intentional homicide, reckless endangerment and being a minor in possession of a firearm, according to CBS Minnesota. The charges follow the August 25 incident in Kenosha, which saw Rittenhouse shooting three individuals, two fatally. Rittenhouse maintains that his actions were done in self-defense. Rittenhouse's attorney John Pierce detailed the incident in an August 30 appearance on Breitbart News Sunday. Of course, Kenosha was burning, and he took a rifle so that he could protect himself if he needed to, and to protect property and to protect others. This is 100% self-defense. It's not even close. Kyle was actually attempting to put out a dumpster fire that the rioters had set. The rioters got enraged by that. Kyle actually attempted to retreat. He was chased down by attackers that were repeatedly stating that he should be killed. They came at him lightning fast and attempted to begin striking him and wrestling with his rifle with an intent to kill. He had no choice but to fire his weapon and protect himself. Rittenhouse is due back in court on December 3.